Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Did you ever wonder how you can live your healthiest lifestyle and even possibly live it like an Olympian? Well, today we have Olympic hockey star Hillary Knight, and she's going to tell us how to go about doing just that. So, Hillary, what is your life like now after you won an Olympic medal? Are you still working out as hard? You're a young woman. What are you doing to keep yourself active and in shape?
You know, Melanie, if anything, I'm working even harder. After being through the whole Olympic process the first time, I'm training now for my second Olympics up in Sochi, Russia, 2014. But I learned a lot along the way from my first pass to my silver medal, and now hopefully I can go and achieve a gold. But I'm staying fit every day, working out every day, and trying to be as healthy as I can be for the next Olympic opportunity.
Well, so for women listening, Hillary, you know, you work out so hard, and so then when you eat, it's all burned up. I mean, and plus, you know, the way you sweat and you're so fast. But for the rest of us that have to really kind of balance what we eat with how hard we work out, give us a little bit of examples of eating, and if you slow down at some point, how do you balance your eating?
Yeah, if I slow down at any point, I just eat a little bit less. I mean, I'm not really a typical average person in terms of calorie burning, because I burn about 2,000 to 3,000 calories per day.
Wow.
Which is a little abnormal. But I would just balance, you know, your lifestyle with working, with whatever you do, either for school or work as a job, and getting out and doing something for 20 to 40 minutes a day that you like and you enjoy having fun. Something that keeps you healthy and active, and then also supplementing that with a good diet, because nutrition is a good baseline to have.
When you say a good diet, do you follow an organic diet? Are you a moderation person? Do you eat a little bit of everything? Do you stay away from junk food? How do you do?
You know, I think it depends on the time of the year, but, you know, I'm everything in moderation. I don't think that I swing, you know, all gluten-free or totally vegetarian, but you know, I try to stay away from a lot of the products like soda, a lot of healthy sugars. I try to implement as well, providing in fruits. But I do try to stay away from junk food and I'll have the occasional ice cream and dessert, but only if I've earned it.
Well, and you know, that's really good advice for any of us. If you feel like you've earned it, because you've worked so hard or because you've done a particularly grueling workout, and I imagine yours, every single one of them are grueling. I know as a trainer, I put my clients through their paces, but nothing like what you go through. So give us a little bit of an example of a Hillary Knight workout day.
Well, I think an example would just be my everyday routine, which, you know, my other teammates do as well. Which makes it easier because we've got a great camaraderie among us. So if I'm not feeling like I want to work out one day, I've got someone to the right or the left of me that is really pushing me through it and motivating me. So that's always helpful if you can find a friend to pair up with and have a workout buddy. But I'd say I start off by stretching. I stretch probably 30 or 40 minutes a day now. And I have a weightlifting program with a conditioning program afterwards, and I love being on the ice, so it's easy for me to stretch and cool down after lifting and then go on over to my closest hockey rink and get out on the ice and start competing and training on the little different skills that I need to implement in our sport.
I bet it's exciting for all of the people around when they see you coming in. You know, I think your advice about a buddy is great, really great advice, ladies. I'd like you to listen to that, because if you have somebody with you to motivate you, it doesn't have to be a trainer. It could be just a good girlfriend that wants to work out too. Because you find, Hillary, right, that that you push each other.
Yeah, definitely. And there are times of the month you just don't want to get out there and work out. But if you've got someone who's with you, then you're going to want to show up because they're going to show up. And likewise, you're also helping them out. So if you can get out, even if it's for a run or a walk, or even if you're just walking around the mall or shopping, it's always important just to get out and, you know, communicate with someone else and really do something physical every day.
Well, I think that's one of the most important messages, and you're really speaking to women out there these days, correct? You want women to hear that we can get out there and take care of ourselves. We just don't always have to be taking care of everybody else.
Yes, definitely. And I think that sort of responsibility for me to get out there and promote this message for a healthy, active lifestyle for women as well comes from my mother, because she did it. She was, you know, a running mom or a tennis mom or a paddle tennis mother. And through seeing her achieve all these different athletic accomplishments, I wanted to go out and do the same thing. So she really helped motivate me, being the only girl among the four of us. But I saw my mom, and she managed to raise us four kids and do what she needed to do to continue to be healthy herself.
Well, and you certainly picked an unusual sport to get involved in. You know, you don't think typically of women in hockey, and some people didn't even know there's women's hockey.
Yep, that's correct. You know, just the luck of the draw, I ended up moving from California to Illinois, and we didn't have mountains out there in Illinois, so my mom, through sport, actually met another woman who, her husband was a hockey coach, and he said to throw us up on skates, and so my mom did, and, you know, my brothers and I really haven't looked back since. It's been one of the greatest gifts that anyone's ever given to us.
Now, some women, Hillary, and I want you to clear this up, please, for the ladies listening once and for all, are afraid that if you work out too hard, lift weights, you know, play hard, that you're going to bulk up and look like a man. But that's absolutely not true, is it?
No, not at all. And even if you do gain a little bit muscle, you need to be proud of that and really embrace your body. You know, maybe I'm doing a lift that my shoulders might get a little bit bigger, but I'm going to embrace that because that's part of who I am and what I'm trying to do in my sport. So just really be confident in who you are and how you look, and you really can't go wrong at the end of the day.
And you're so cute and feminine, and women get scared that if they lift a 5-pound dumbbell, their arms are going to, you know, look like a German swimmer, and it just doesn't happen that easily, right? It's hard.
Right. I actually yesterday I was bench pressing with these giant chains on either side, and I can tell you my arms are a decent size, but they're nothing near Arnold Schwarzenegger or anyone like that. So all those fears should sort of rest at bay there, because it takes a long time and a lot of supplements to get you pretty big.
It certainly does. Now, what about injuries, Hillary? Have you had any of those? Are you, you know, because you're in a pretty dangerous sport.
Well, actually, my injuries, let's see, I tore my MCL right before the last Olympics in 2010, which was unfortunate. Yeah, but I was able to play, and I had a great peer group around me, my family and my friends, and as well as different teammates, so I ended up rehabbing and came back and ended up playing in all the games at the Olympics, which is a great feat for me, let alone having a sort of a torn knee. But now I'm actually sort of rehabbing an injured hip, which was an overuse injury because I wasn't stretching enough, and I wasn't doing the things that I needed to do properly, so now I'm sort of paying for that. But it, in retrospect, it's sort of been a blessing in disguise, because now it's forcing me to go to the gym and be healthy, be healthier than I was before, and really stretch and take everything that the program has to offer and implement that every single day into becoming the next Olympian.
Well, and ACL injuries in girls are becoming more common. In the last 30 seconds or so, Hillary, give us your best advice for working out like an Olympian and living a healthy lifestyle.
I'd say it all boils down to one simple fact, and that the fact is you have to have fun in what you do. Otherwise, you're not going to do it to the fullest capacity. So just get out there and have fun and really enjoy being active and being healthy, because at the end of the day, when you're working out and you're working hard with your job and you're eating right, you're going to feel great. And that power is going to transcend and really project onto other people too.
Well, thank you so much, Hillary Knight, Olympic hockey star. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.